I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. The Springfield Jazz and Blues Festival is happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the National Road Commons and Mother Stewart's Brewery in downtown Springfield. Here is Todd Stoll, one of the organizers and creators of the Jazz and Blues Festival.
We are in our fourth year. The original idea, Rich Carey called me in January of 2020 with the idea of a festival for summer of 2020, which never happened. And then we postponed it a couple years. Our first one would have been in 2022. It's been remarkable how much the community has come around it and the talent that we've been able to attract.
And it's been a huge hit for the entire community.
That first year when I looked out and we saw like a lawn full of people and the Mother Stewart's reported they had this amazing crowd over there, I was like, oh, okay, maybe this could work in a town of, you know, 60,000 people. That first year, I remember reading an article in the New Sun that there were people from, you know, all over the Midwest and all over the country. Part of it is also the talent. So on our stage Friday night, you're going to see a really hot up-and-coming young alto saxophonist from New York named Sarah Hanahan, probably one of the best young alto players on the scene in anywhere in the world. You're also going to see a bona fide jazz legend, Jeff Hamilton and his trio, who goes right from Springfield to a week at Birdland in New York City. And then you're going to see Ekep Nkwele, who just came from the Nice Festival in France, headlined the most prestigious jazz festival in the world, Newport Jazz, and now is coming to Springfield. I was just texting with her this morning saying, well, now you've made it because you got Springfield on there. And it's worth pointing out that, and I'm not going to say it was luck, it was a bit of kismet, right? What is luck and what is being prepared? We had Samara Joy the year that she won those two Grammys. So the word is out a little bit, especially to younger artists, there's something going on in Springfield. There's something about the scene. And then we have Terrell Stafford. We have one of the best, you know, younger pianists under 40, Kenny Banks Jr., who's originally from Columbus, Ohio. The great Sherman Irby is playing the blues with a B3 organ trio on Saturday afternoon. Sherman is the lead alto in the Jazz Lincoln Center Orchestra. The talent is really kind of remarkable. A host of regional and local acts, Nora Jean Wallace from Chicago and Marquise Knox from St. Louis, have been here. Marquise has been here every year. A former student of mine named Robert Dove, who's a great young saxophonist, just moved back from California, and his young band, he has a 17-year-old pianist. And then, of course, Hal Melia, who's one of the favorites in my jazz orchestra, has his own quartet on it. The level of talent you can see in 2 days here for free, that's an important thing. You would spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars in Chicago or New York or Los Angeles and maybe see those people in a year. Maybe. Let's not forget Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, who is our closer on Saturday night, who's got four Grammy Awards, a MacArthur Genius Grant, the best jazz singer of her generation, hands down.
Well, it's so cool that you've got these national and international talents and some local folks, too.
Oh, yeah. I consider myself a local guy, even though I only live here part of the year. Yeah, I mean, we've got a certified jazz legend from Dayton, Eddie Brookshire, and his trio coming over. He's been a mainstay of the Miami Valley jazz scene for probably 50 years. We have the Mother's Jazz Collective, John Wobey and friends. The idea of any festival, in my mind, is to try and combine forces. So, perfect example, this young singer, Ekep Nkwele, who is a Juilliard grad, I just mentioned, was at the Newport Jazz Festival on Sunday. She's not only singing with the big band Friday night, she's singing with Kenny Banks' trio on Saturday afternoon. So there's like this crossover. And Kenny's trio, so Kenny Banks is one of my former students, Kenny Banks Jr. Kenny's trio is made up of Cedric Easton and George Delancey. George is in the big band. So there's a lot of crossover. It's very familial, and that's what we want it to be. So when someone comes from the outside, whether they're a national, international act, they're going to mix and mingle and hang out and play with local people. And that's what we want, and regional artists. So it just builds the community even greater.
And Todd, you're originally from this neck of the woods, but tell me again, what do you do in your full-time job?
I am vice president of education at Jazz Lincoln Center in New York City.
Which means that your boss is someone named Wynton Marsalis.
Yes, I was on the phone with him this morning as we're preparing for a four-nation, three-week tour of Africa in the fall, which will have major education and outreach opportunities there. He happens to be in Scotland with his wife and his young family. where his wife is running a giant festival there that does, the Edinburgh Festival does 300 concerts in a month. Every once in a while, you know, I look at Elaine and I go, a couple kids from Springfield, Ohio. We did all right. It's an interesting life. I'm happy to be doing it, and it's kind of busy. So this is my vacation here in Springfield running a festival. So I think I'm doing vacationing wrong.
Todd Stoll, Springfield native and one of the organizers of the Springfield Jazz and Blues Festival, which takes place this Friday and Saturday in downtown Springfield at the National Road Commons and Mother Stewart's Brewery. It's free and open to the public. Get more information and a lineup of musicians at springfieldjazzbluesfest.com. I'm Larry Caracel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.